From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. One of the hottest shows on TV last night was that live broadcast of the Sacramento City Council meeting as the council prepared for its vote to proceed with plans for a new downtown arena. The chamber was packed. Kings owner Gavin Maloof was there. Player Isaiah Thomas was there. A few hours of passionate testimony had some people saying that they felt they were being railroaded into the rail yard, and others were singing that old classic, Downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. And then 4 hours into the meeting, it was time to vote. Capital Public Radio reporter Bob Moffitt attended the meeting last night. He joins us in studio. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
So the vote was a classic. Let's get right to it.
Councilmember Ashby.
Yes.
Sheedy.
No.
Cone.
Aye.
Rob Fong.
Yes.
Chenier.
Aye.
Four. McCarty.
No.
Daryl Fong.
Yes.
Bonnie Pinnell.
Aye.
And Mayor Johnson.
Yes!
So how was it to be in that room last night, Bob?
It really was everything you would ever expect, a community-involved meeting with passion on both sides to encompass. And the culmination really was, I don't think I've ever heard a vote quite like that in any political arena. It was just a release of emotion for a year of work spent trying to not only build an arena but also save the team's the city's basketball team. And it was such a long road and a long shot a year ago. In order for that to be pulled off, really, the mayor has really every right to be proud of himself for what he's accomplished.
And there was a lot of praise for him in the comments in 1 year here, but many, many years preceding it to get to this point. There were passionate remarks by the council members. And share a little of that with us.
The vote was 7-2, and we're going to hear from a couple council members here in a minute, so I'm not going to regurgitate their remarks. But Angelique Ashby did follow a theme of trying to make sure that she was voting for this deal, not so much for the details involved, but really for civic pride.
It's about Sacramento and who we want to be, who we want this city to be, what we want to represent for our families and for the next generation, and I'm willing to fight for that. And I like the reputation we're gaining as a city that stands up for itself, that fights for our future, that's willing to take a risk, a calculated, careful risk, where we look at the details.
In contrast, Sandy Sheedy was one of the two members that voted against. She asked a lot of questions of Assistant City Manager John Dangberg and really appeared to me to try to be catching Dangberg in some sort of confusion or to poke holes in the term sheet, even though she was sort of confused as to what some of the details were. But she was, and then in the end, she ended up reading her final remarks before her vote.
What we have in front of us, an incomplete details to be worked out plan that is going to scoop up every spare nickel and dime the city has to build an arena that is highly unlikely to produce the economic benefits its supporters claim it will. We don't know what the final price tag is going to be. If the academic studies are correct, it could well be 40% more than the amount we're looking at today.
And she had sent a 12-page report the night before to council members urging them not to support this. So it was not a surprise that she had a no vote. Perhaps the surprise was that some of the no votes did turn to yeses last night.
Well, Daryl Fong voted yes, but before even the crowd could respond with applause, he held up his hand and said, "Don't applaud."
He said, "You don't know me very well."
You don't know me very well. I can change my mind at any time, and I will if I think or if I see that this deal is going down the wrong path and that the city of Sacramento is going to be in jeopardy because of it. I will not hesitate to reverse course, which would still leave the council with a with a 6-3 margin, but he really wanted to make sure that he put that out there, that he was not on this, just blindly.
A lot of discussion about this being for the city and even broader for the region. John Shirey saying some people think we would be fine without an NBA team, but there are only 30 of those franchises in all the world, and we happen to have one here. That was echoed over and over again. But let's review, Bob. 5 points that the council was voting on last night. What did that vote cover?
Well, the first one was to approve the term sheet, the agreement made between the city and Mayor Kevin Johnson and the National Basketball Association, Sacramento Kings, and the Anschutz Entertainment Group, who is the group that's going to operate the
AEG.
Arena once it's built. It's also
right.
known as AEG. So there was that term sheet that was agreed. It includes all the financing and who operates what, who shares in the revenue. There was also an agreement to go forward on the parking revenue, and then funding for various details that the city's going to have to take care of in order to start on construction and processing of the arena.
Pre-development. There were
pre-development
three pre-development
funds,
clauses.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. There was a lot of opposition, and we're going to be joined by council members, but if you could just give me a sentence to summarize the people who were speaking out against this, the main theme fell under what umbrella?
That it was too much money, that the city was putting in too much, there was too much risk, and that there wasn't enough from other parties.
Okay. Bob Moffett, thank you very much for attending the meeting last night and giving us a wrap-up. And we are joined right now on the phone by City Council members Steve Cohn and Kevin McCarty. That was a yes and a no vote, respectively. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve, I'm going to start with you. District 1, the rail yard is in your district, and I'm going to take a little quote from you last night. You said, until this deal, I was not a supporter of an arena deal. So what changed your mind?
Well, what changed my mind is we finally have a deal that I believe works for our taxpayers as well as being a great deal for the Kings. So we now have a fair deal in my view. And, you know, reasonable people can differ on that. But I have a unique perspective having been on the council for every Kings vote going back to 97. When the loan was adopted, which I voted against, by the way. And this is the first time I felt that there was sufficient private participation, that we were not saddling the taxpayers with the full capital cost, but also that we get a revenue share from the arena profit. So for me, this is finally a deal I can get behind. As I said, my heart's always been in it, but I want my mind to be there, too. Now we have heart and mind. I think we have a deal that's solid. Now, it is a term sheet, and a lot of details remain. You have an 18-page term sheet. By the time the attorneys and banks get through with it, you'll probably have 10 boxes worth of agreements. But this is a framework that I think can work.
I should correct myself. I said District 1. You're District 3, aren't you now?
I am District. I've always been District 3, but the rail yards moved from District 1 to District
3. From 1
3.
To 3. Okay, thank
right.
you. Steve, stand by for a moment. Kevin McCarty, you were one of two no votes last night, and picking up on something you said at the end of your remarks, you said, for me at this time, the risk is too great, and the rewards, I just don't think, are there. Can you expand on that?
Yes, well, thank you. And first of all, you know, I respect the vote, and, you know, Steve and I have a great relationship, and the issue that we care about the city, there's not much daylight in between. So with that, just kind of a preface. But I guess the big picture, yeah, the details do matter in this, and when it came down to the risk versus the reward, I just didn't think the deal was good enough for the city. And I guess the paramount reason is that we're finding a very unique way to raise additional monies for our city, and this is as parking model, as parking authority, and we're going to be pulling in probably millions and maybe tens of millions of dollars on an annual basis by updating our city parking structure. And to me, it just came down to a policy choice. We could plow all these monies into an arena, which certainly you can do, and the council voted on last night. But for me, we have problems today and tomorrow. You know, in my district, all of my pools are shut down. One community center is totally closed down. Two are open only 3 days a week at skeleton hours. We've laid off over 200 police and fire personnel, and just we have needs of today. And, you know, I kind of view it as a little difficult and frankly unconscionable to plow all those monies into this endeavor when we have priorities that face us square in the eye today.
So your no vote, Kevin, is the purpose of it to stand strong against this plan, or is the purpose to prompt more debate, more questions? What are the goals?
Well, sure. I mean, I'd like to push a better deal, and if we could squeeze out more money in the immediate future for our current needs and our current priorities, that'd be great. You know, we don't have an hour to talk, but there are quite a few other details that I asked about last night, and three or four things that need to be worked out down the road as far as the general fund backfill. We're guaranteed money from, we're not guaranteed money, we're promised money from a ticket surcharge for future Kings and concerts and events at the arena. And, you know, what happens if that doesn't materialize? Should there be a better backfill? Steve Cohen mentioned earlier this King's loan that we're being asked to refinance probably for another 30 years, and we're not guaranteed there'd be adequate collateral to make sure to protect us in the event of a default. So there are issues. Details do matter. That's when cities get in trouble with these around the nation, frankly, is when the details aren't. And I'm convinced that our city is going to work on these details. But I think that, you know, the overarching picture is that, you know, we just have so many current needs today, and these monies that we're finding from our parking structure could be used, you know, in other ways as well.
Steve, back to you for a moment. You did make 3 points last night, 3 things that you said. Everybody's absolutely in full agreement about. That Maloof's loan is not going to be forgiven, the general fund is not going to be tapped into, and that initial discussion of a 50-year lease on the parking structures was too long. Are those real cornerstone points for you that you will hold firm to all the way through this discussion?
Absolutely. And I might add that what Kevin says, I agree with 99% of. I just disagree on the ultimate conclusion. Because the fact is, if we don't do this deal, the problems Kevin noted with our budget are still there. We're not improving our budget by not doing the deal. We are taking a risk with this deal. We want to thoroughly vet and do all our due diligence to minimize those risks. But in the end, the reason we take this risk, in my view, is because there are possible rewards beyond just paying back our general fund. And I think the parking is a good example where three-quarters to 80% of the revenues from parking come from people outside the city. So this is the one way, frankly, that the city's able to tap into a more regional source of revenues. And frankly, if this thing goes the way I believe it will, because I believe our assumptions are very conservative, we should be able to generate even more revenue than what's necessary to pay back the general fund, the $9 million that we currently get from parking. So that can go to a lot of good things in the city, and that's not even talking about some of the economic spinoff benefits. And while Sandy Sheedy shared some academicians' work on economic development principles generally, and it is probably generally true that an arena by itself isn't going to boost an overall regional economy. But Roger Noll from Stanford conceded that it can have specific benefits to a particular target area, and that's what we're trying to do with downtown. We feel the rail yards is the perfect place and the perfect time, frankly, because this arena will really help us jumpstart what needs to be done so we get housing, commercial, mixed-use development all around this arena.
Okay, Steve, I want to jump in. I'd like to cover a couple things very quickly with each of you. So if you can give me very quick responses to this, we can cover a little bit of ground. Kevin, did it sound correct to me that there's room for a yes vote from you, given some changes on some terms? And what would be number one on your list?
Well, number one is if we can squeeze out more money immediately for the city of Sacramento. Okay. Look, we're barely breaking even on this deal.
You did say last night the city contribution doubling in the last 5 months is hard for you to swallow.
Correct. You know, okay. We're now paying 65%. It was estimated 33% last September.
Okay, Kevin, I'm going to pause and jump over to Steve here real quick. Steve, transit, transportation, the issue of moving people down there. How about that, and what are the other pitfalls?
Well, you know, to me, that's the part I'm going to work on very hard, because we have the opportunity for a 21st century situation here where not only RT type transit, local transit with light rail, which we already have at the rail yards, but also streetcars. We have Capital Corridor goes there, and one day in the not too distant future, high speed rail. So you have the perfect place for this kind of development, and the arena won't be there by itself. It'll have all kinds of mixed use development all around it. We're going to look back one day and say this was just a great plan for the city.
All right, gentlemen, what is the next step? Is April 15th the next key date?
Well, actually, we're hoping it could be April 3rd, but the next council meeting, but it'll be in April. We'll have the pre-development agreement come back so that we can start the detailed engineering, environmental design work. And then shortly after that will be an operating agreement with AEG.
Okay, I want to thank you both for joining us to cover this topic today on the morning after the historic vote, Kevin McCarty and Steve Cohn, and also thank you earlier to our Capital Public Radio reporter, Bob Moffitt. We'll continue this discussion. Congratulations on a step forward in many different ways for the city.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Up next, the Sacramento Bee's Marcus Bertone is at spring training in Arizona, but I am sure that he will be more than happy to weigh in on this, so we'll join him in just a moment.